Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for June 19th. Today's word is quail, spelled Q-U-A-I-L. Quail is a verb that means to give way or falter. It can also mean to recoil in dread or terror or to cower. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Gulf Times by Michael Hiltzik. It wasn't so long ago that book publishers and bookstore owners were quailing about the coming of e-books, like movie theater owners, at the dawn of the television age. The words flinch, recoil, and wince are all synonyms of quail, but each word has a slightly different use. When you flinch, you fail to endure pain or to face something dangerous or frightening with resolution, as in, she faced her accusers without flinching. Recoil implies a start or movement away from something through shock, fear, or disgust, as in, he recoiled at the suggestion of stealing. Wince usually suggests a slight involuntary physical reaction to something, as in, she winced as the bright light suddenly hit her eyes. Quail implies shrinking and cowering in fear, as in, he quailed before the apparition. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.